start the second half for the Eagles. It looks like they're going to go ahead and sit the starters. They've got the O'Brien sisters have their warm-ups on. They're going to send out number 33, Lori Paul. Number 10, Hilda Mendenhall. I believe, can't see the number, but I believe Dixie George. And here we go. So they've got Mendenhall. They've got Mendenhall, Lori Paul, number 34, Kaylin Jack, Sally Kukesh, and number 22, Cassidy Jack. Skagway has Carol Whitehead, Madison Cox, Mocha Larman, Delaney Rao, and Elias Myers. So ball comes into Mocha Larman, over to Madison Cox, who gets it to Carol Whitehead. Shots up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Delaney Rao, gets it out to Mocha Larman. That shots up, no good. And rebound is off an Ingram player's ponytail, and it's going to go back to Skagway. Skagway sets up in a staggered stack out of bounds play. It looks like, ooh, great shot, Madison Cox. Carol Whitehead inbounds Madison Cox. That shot's up, no good, though. Rebound comes down to Angoon. Number 20, Kylie Kukash pushes up the right side of the floor. She kicks it over to number 34, Taylan Jack, who gets it back to Kukash. Kukash for three. That's up, no good. And Mocha Larman pulls it down. She gets to Madison Cox. Cox pushes up the center of the floor. Cox to Larman on the left side. Larman, dribble drive penetration. Shot's blocked by Angoon. And Angoon gets the rebound. So, number 20 is Kylie Kukash. She pushes up the right side of the floor. She gets it inside to Taylan Jack. Jack back to Kukash. Shots up, no good. Rebound pulled down Mocha Larman. Larman to Madison Cox. Cox pushing the break, one-on-one. She goes up the right side. Layup's up. Ooh, just misses. And, ooh, Delaney Rao steals the ball and goes for the layup. So, Angoon came down with the rebound. Delaney came in, ripped it down. Going in for the layup, missed the layup, but was fouled. So she's going to head to the free throw line to shoot two. So, Delaney at the line. She first free throws up and just off the back of the rim. No good. Her second free throw is up. And that one rattles out. Rebound Angoon. Gets it to Kylie Kukash. Kukash pushing the ball up the right side of the floor. She's looking to run the break. She's looking for number 10. High pass stolen by Delaney Rao. Rao gets it back to Madison Cox. Cox pushes it up. Kicks it all the way over to Mocha Larman. Great dribble drive. Mocha Larman for the layup. Mocha Larman had a wonderful dribble drive. And that was just a good move by Mocha. Took it in for two. And I don't know if they gave her the... No, yep, they just gave her the points. They had given the points to the wrong team, but they corrected that. So the score is 10-35 with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Angoon has one team foul. Skagway is not on the board this half. So, both teams taking the floor here again. And it's going to be Angoon basketball. So, number 10, Hilda Mendenhall. She inbounds to number 33, Lori Paul, who has it stolen by Delaney Rao. Delaney Rao over to Haley Jensen. Jensen, dribble drive penetration back to Rao. And Rao's shot is up and no good. And it gets to Kylie Kukash, and she passes ahead for the break, and that's stolen by Delaney Rao. Delaney falling out of bounds, saves it. Great hustle, Miss Rao. She gets to Miss Haley Jensen, who dribbles all the way down looking for Madison Cox. Cox pulls it back out, kicks it to Kara Whitehead, who shoots a jumper, and it rolls in. Good shot, Kara Whitehead. 12-35, 5:55 left to play in the third. Skagway in a full-court man press. And it looks like they got number 10, Hilda Mendenhall. She pushes up the left side of the floor, picks up her dribble. kicks it to Lori Paul, shoots a three. That's no good. Rebound Hilda Mendenhall, and she's fouled. They're going to call that on Delaney Rao. And Hilda Mendenhall will head to the line to shoot two. So Hilda's first shot is up off the back of the rim. No good. Gagway sending in Jessica Whitehead for her sister, Kara Whitehead, and Kiara Selmer for Delaney Rao. So Hilda's second shot up. No good. Rebound Madison Cox. Cox pushes up the floor. Gets it to Jessica Whitehead. One too many steps. She's called for the traveling violation. Turnover to Gagway. Back to Ann Jones. 5:34 left to play here in the third quarter. Gagway in that full court man press. And it's stolen. Inbounds is stolen by Kiara Selmer, who lays it up and in. Great steal, great shot, Kiara. So 14:35. Gagway Panthers getting some momentum here. Start the second half. Madison Cox defending number 20. That is Kylie Kukesh out top. Ooh, and her pass is almost stolen. Kiara Selmer, looks like she might have tweaked her back on that steal. Ball goes inside to number 34. Her shot's up, no good. That would be Kaylin Jack. Rebound Haley Jensen. Jensen pushing the ball to the left side of the floor. Great pass to Jessica Whitehead. She recovers, trying to get a shot up, and it's blocked. They're going to call it a jump. She's going to send it back to Angoon. And the ball's inbounded. Coach Mike Swayze wanted to sub in. Ball inbounds to Hilda Mendenhall. She's looking, dribbles down the left side of the floor, tries to pull it out. Kicks it over to Kylie Kukesh, top of the key. Kukesh gets the screen from Lori Paul, dribbles the right side of the floor, picks up her dribble, back to Paul, and that's tipped away by Madison Cox. Good steal, Cox. Haley Jensen brings down. She's going to run all the way, and ooh, looking for Cox, streaking to the basket. Pass was just a little too far ahead of Madison. She couldn't quite get her hands on it. Turnover Skagway going back to Angoon. 14-35, Lady Panthers with the lead. Or, I'm sorry, Lady Panthers trailing. Eliza Myers, great defense on that inbound pass. And she causes, a near turnover. Good hustle by Kylie Kukesh to keep that in. And she gets it up to Lori Paul, dribble on top of the key. Paul looking for Hilda Mendenhall, picks up her dribble. She kicks it over to Kylie Kukesh. Kukesh shoots for three, up, no good. Rebound Hilda Mendenhall back to Kukesh. Kukesh pulls it out, sets up the offense. Back to Hilda Mendenhall, picks up her dribble left side. She gets it over to Taylan Jack. Jack back to Mendenhall. Mendenhall dribble drive penetration. Shoots the layup up, no good. Rebound Haley Jensen. Haley pushing it the other way. She looks ahead to Madison Cox, streaking to the basket. Good left-hand layup. Madison Cox just barely out. Great play by the Skagway Panthers. Kylie Kukesh bringing the ball up for Angoon Eagles, being defended by Madison Cox. She gets it over to Lori Paul, who shoots a long three. Up no good, and that's going to go out of bounds. Skagway ball. So, Panthers coming the other way. 3:30 left to play in the half. 14:35, Lady Eagles with the lead. Haley Jensen dribbles all the way up the key, unguarded, shoots a shot. Up no good, gets her own rebound, kicks to Cox. Great looking shot by Madison, just off the back of the rim. And it's a great hustle. Great, great hustle by Delaney Rao, who was able to save the ball inbounds and knock it off an Ambu player's leg to keep the possession alive with the Panthers. Jessica Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen dribble on top of the key, penetrates, picks up a dribble, kicks to Cox. Cox, good post pass inside to Eliza Myers, who turns, makes the move, and is fouled. So, Eliza Myers heading the line to shoot two. 3:14 to play here in the third. So, Eliza Myers, her first free throw is up, banks it in. Nice shot, Eliza. 15:35. Lady Eagles with the lead. Eliza Meyer's second free throw. That one's up off the back of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Callie Kukesh. And they've got Elizabeth O'Brien back in the game. And she gets the ball, passes it over to back to Kukesh, who gets back to O'Brien, who goes to Hilda Mindenhall. Mindenhall dribbling in the corner. She gets it back to Miss O'Brien. She dribble drive penetration. And it's wrapped up. Jump ball possession is going to go to the Skagway Panthers. Good hustle there by Delaney Rao to wrap that ball up. Jessica Whitehead inbounds Kaylee Jensen. Jensen pushing the ball to the floor. She dribbles right in the middle and goes 2-3 zone. Gets it to gets it to Madison Cox. And Cox looking inside to Eliza Myers. Bounce pass ends up going off her knee and out of bounds. So turnover Skagway. And we're going the other way. Skagway in there. Looks like they pulled out of their full court press. They're in a man D looking for a sideline trap. Elizabeth O'Brien dribbles all the way up the right side of the floor and off her own foot. Out of bounds. Turnover Eagles. Skagway ball. 2:33 left here to play in the third quarter. Jess Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen dribbling up the center of the floor. Penetrates that 2-3 zone. Great move, Haley. Crossover left-hand layup up and in. Great move, Haley Jensen. 17-35, 2:22 left to play in the third. And Kylie Kukesh bringing the ball up. She passed over the right side to Elizabeth O'Brien. Elizabeth picks it up, gets it over to number 22, stolen by Jessica Whitehead, who gets it over to Haley Jensen. Jensen pushing the break. Oop, and she takes a trip. Gets it to Eliza Meyer, though, who gets it back to Madison Cox. And they're going to call Elizabeth O'Brien with a reaching foul. That is Angoon's third team foul of the half and Elizabeth's first personal of the game. So they're sending their starters back in. They've got Desiree Jamestown, Patricia O'Brien, and Miss Dixie George heading back in for the Eagles. Skagway sets up in their sideline stack out of bounds play. Jess Whitehead inbounds Mocha Larman. Larman penetrates right up the middle, shoots the layup up and over the backboard out of bounds. We're heading the other way. 17:35, a minute 57 left in the third. Patricia O'Brien dribbles up to Skagway's defense, and she picks it up, top of the key, gives it to her sister Elizabeth, and that's stolen by Eliza Myers. Elizabeth O'Brien looking for Dixie George down the block. Pass is stolen by Eliza. Haley Jensen dribbles up, finds Delaney Rao. And Delaney going in for the left-hand layup, and she's going to be fouled by Elizabeth O'Brien for Elizabeth's second and Angoon's fourth of the half. Minute 37 left to play here in the third. 17:35, Lady Eagles with the lead. We've got Delaney Rao heading in line to shoot two. Delaney's first shot is up and banks it in. 18:35. Delaney's second shot up and off the right side of the rim. Rebound's pulled down by Jess Whitehead. She's wrapped up, and that's going to be a jump ball. Possession favors the Angoon Eagles. Dixie George inbounds Patricia O'Brien. Patricia over to her sister Elizabeth. Elizabeth dribbles down the center, gets it back to Patricia, streaking quick pass to Jamestown. Desiree Jamestown looking underneath, chopped up, no good. And they're going to call Desiree with a push. It's going to be Skagway Panther basketball. So, heading the other way. Haley Jensen dribbles up the center of the floor, kicks it over to Mocha Larman, right side. Larman, dribble drive, penetration, chopped up, no good. And they're going to call out of bounds on Angoon Eagles, Skagway Panthers ball. Jess Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen, Delaney Rout. Delaney, good-looking shot, up just off the front of the rim. And Patricia O'Brien with the rebound, and Delaney Rout on the rebound attempt. They're going to call her for a foul. That is Skagway's first or second team foul of the half. All right, Patricia O'Brien bringing the ball up the court for Angoon Eagles. He gets it across half, picks up a dribble, passes to Elizabeth O'Brien, who gets it up to... She gets it up to Kaylin Jack, who gets it over to Desiree Jamestown. Desiree Jamestown is fouled, shooting a layup. Layup doesn't go in, but it's going to send Desiree to the line to shoot two. 52 seconds to play. Desiree's first shot is up, off the backboard, no good. Desiree's second shot is up, no good. But Elizabeth O'Brien rips it down. Her shot's up, no good. And she gets that rebound. Dribbles out, passes to Patricia O'Brien, top of the key. Patricia splitting the offense, steps up, gets it over to Taylan Jack. Or Dixie George, I'm sorry. Gets it into Elizabeth, who shoots, no good. Rebound, Desiree. And Desiree passes out to Patricia O'Brien, who knocks down the mid-range jumper for two. So Skagway Panthers coming the other way. 30 seconds to play here in the third, 18-37. And Good Eagles with the lead. Haley Jensen to Mocha Larman. Back to Jensen. Jensen, good-looking three-point shot just off the back of the rim. And they're going to call it off Skagway blue ball on the rebound attempt. Dixie George inbounds ball for the Eagles. She gets it over to Patricia O'Brien. Patricia penetrates Skagway's press. Dribbles up the right side. Picks it up. Gets it over to Desiree. Desiree down to Miss Lori Paul. Lori Paul loses the ball. Dives on the floor. She's tied up. And jump ball. Giving the possession back to Skagway Panthers. 6 seconds left to play in the third. Haley Jensen dribbling right up. She shoots a half quarter, and it's up, no good. 18-37. Lady Eagles with the lead.